welcome to the Morning Mix podcast. Today we celebrated April Fool's Day. No fooling here, though. No jokes, we promise.
Yeah, I mean, we didn't really celebrate it. It's kind of like, you know, we just talked about it.
We what's the word? We didn't celebrate it. We acknowledged it.
There we go.
We kicked off the Morning Mix Tournament of Terrible. Voting will start tomorrow morning. That'll be Tuesday, April 2nd at 6 a.m. But today was all about submission.
Sitting down, and there's pee on the toilet seat.
Oh, or on the red line.
Terrible.
And much more right now on the Morning Mix podcast.
All these crazy alien stories can't be true, can they? Hey, it's Stephen Diener, host of the Unidentified Alien Podcast. And whether you're new to the conversation or have been looking into it for years, you need to check out the fastest growing alien show out there, the Unidentified Alien Podcast, or UAP for short. There's a crazy amount of alien encounter stories out there from all over the world. And the beauty of it is that I bring them all to you and let you decide what you believe. Download and subscribe to UAP on any of the major podcasting platforms. And you can also find it on UAPpodcast.com.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
It is time to kick off the second annual Tournament of Terrible. Now, last year, we had things in the Tournament of Terrible like junk picks, wieners, not stuff, problems with your coffee lid. You leave the drive-thru only to realize your order is wrong. Oh, I step on a Lego. Guys who say we're pregnant.
That's the worst.
That is great.
A-hole Little League parents.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, your winner going for a run and then suddenly needing to poop. So we've asked you now to text us at 312-233-1019. What should be in this year's Tournament of Terrible? We are going to give going out for a run and needing to poop an opportunity to defend its crown.
Nice.
So they will be in this year's Tournament of Terrible, but that should be the only returning competitor, unless there's overwhelming demand for another one. So I'm going to rattle off a lot of what we've got in here, guys, and what's going to happen is after the show, a team of Mix employees will determine what will be included in the Tournament of Terrible so as to remove any kind of wishy-washy, behind-the-scenes potential finagling.
Got it.
Or whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Seeing your parents doing it. Yeah, that's horrible.
Oh, my God.
That's right off the bat.
That's
absolutely
good.
Terrible. Absolutely. Got all the way to work and then realized you forgot that coffee that you made for yourself at home.
Yeah.
Two words, liquid farts. Yeah, those are not. Those two words together are dangerous.
Oh,
my God. 224, the city of Chicago filling in the rat hole.
Oh, right? Yeah.
Terrible. People coming up for the holiday and then they end up staying the night unexpectedly. That's terrible.
Yeah.
I get that. Teething babies.
Oh.
It's not their fault.
Yeah, how do you think they feel?
I know, right? Thinking that you have the day off tomorrow, so you got up late, only to realize, wait, you do have to go to work, and now you're late for work.
Definitely.
Interesting. Carrying all the dirty dishes downstairs from your teen's bedroom.
Yeah.
That's terrible. All right. Many people have texted this one, so... Beyonce's country album, in quotes. They're texting it in. I don't know.
Some people are not surprised.
I've heard. Coming home to a dog that has diarrhea in the living room.
Oh, that is terrible.
That's pretty terrible.
You know when you open the door.
Wow.
Running out of toilet paper while you're sitting on the toilet. It's almost worse to be halfway through a job that you now can't finish without donkey walking through the hallway. Like, oh, sorry, hon. Get out of here. You're trying to walk with your butt vertically. Oh, God.
Is the next text the phrase donkey walking?
It should be, yeah. Let's see. We've seen some of these. There's a lot of, boy, gosh. Store-bought lamb cakes. Apparently someone had a bad.
That's so specific.
Someone had a bad cake this weekend. Hon, that's so dry. Oh, my goodness. When you're in a group chat and you start a side chat to talk about someone in the group chat, but then you accidentally send the message to the group chat, and then you realize after the fact.
You got to come up with some
reason. Yeah, we got to somehow shorten that one, but I do like it.
Talking about my sister.
Hang on.
I don't have a sister.
Right.
Shut up.
815. It's terrible. Coming home from the bar, putting a pizza in the oven, and then falling asleep and waking up to a charcoal surprise.
Oh, no.
It's the Morning Mix Tournament of Terrible, the 2024 edition. We're looking for your submissions. Tournament of Terrible, not knowing how many dried beans my kid shoved up her nose. Now, how many beans did we have in this bag? That's tough. Having the flu so bad, it's uncomfortable, so you try to lay down and take a nap. I don't know. Swifties, 708.
Ooh.
Terrible. I'm afraid to put that on there for our...
Right.
Our
Why you read that.
Yeah, exactly. It's pretty fun. 773, fracturing a rib on day 5 of a 9-day vacation.
Oh, yeah.
Youch. Huh. Again, specific. 219, Metro Boomin. Terrible. That's terrible. Coming to your Lollapalooza. Let's see. All of the Chicago Bears drama. Terrible.
Okay.
All right. Forgetting the diaper bag on a trip somewhere and then your kid has a blowout.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that is pretty
terrible,
bad.
Terrible, yeah.
Running out of beer.
It's terrible.
That's not bad, yeah. Let's see. My alarm clock. That's a nice one. Sorry, I'm reading these as they're coming in really fast.
I like that. My alarm clock.
This one is also very specific. Sharding your pants on the way to a mandatory meeting and then feeling it run down your leg. That's terrible. That's specific. God. I don't know.
The beauty of it is I would love to see that go up against something like my alarm clock.
Right.
You know, to see which one is really... brings out the emotion in people.
Because one happens once in a while, and the other one is every damn day.
Right.
I will say, that was the first time Violetta picked up a pen and wrote anything down this morning.
Right.
She quickly grabbed her pen, and I was like,
"Shart
leg,
got it.
I don't know. Write that one down.
And I have it right after parents doing it, so this is a very interesting piece of paper.
Yeah. Just leave it in here and see what people
do. Yeah, if we all disappear today and somebody finds that notepad, they'll be like, what happened to this woman? What happened to this woman? Oh, my gosh. Having a week of vacation and then being sick the entire time. Yeah, that is terrible.
Totally, yes.
Jeez.
Sometimes your body just does that, you know?
Right. The office orders lunch for everybody, and yours is the only one that doesn't come.
Oh.
Like they ordered specific sandwiches or something.
And nobody's going to share.
Right? You're like, what? Shoot. Your Great Dane gives you a black eye in the middle of the night. Wow. I mean, that's ubiquitous. I think that we've all experienced that.
Yeah.
The Cincinnati Reds parking traffic flow situation is terrible.
Okay, also very specific. Love that. That sounds like a 16 seed to me, but I don't know.
Oh, my God. Huh. Taking your dog for a walk and they poop more times than you have bags.
Yes.
Oh, God. Yeah.
Wasn't prepared.
This one. Dead battery in your TV remote. Oh, you hate it.
Right.
And it feels like it happens all the time.
Right.
I've started writing down the date when I changed
the battery
on my mouse and on the remote just to be like, does this happen as often as I think?
Oh, my God. 708. The Roomba rolls through dog poop while you're at work.
No.
So it's just streaking the house?
Yeah. You hear about that.
Are bad because you probably got to throw the Roomba out at that point.
Throw your house away at that point.
True. Throw the house away. Roomba with it.
This one's just all caps. His ex-wife.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know who he is in this, but...
Enough said, sister.
Universal.
Really wanting a milkshake, but the ice cream machine at McDonald's is broken again, or still.
It's not. They're just saying that.
Yeah.
That's the terrible part. It's 100% working, and they're in the back eating it.
55 North from First Avenue every morning. Terrible.
Oh, okay.
The Kennedy. I think we almost have to honor the Kennedy by putting it in here.
Yes.
Let's see. After 15 years of walking in on a Monday to find out that the company has been sold, left with job uncertainty, could Monday get any worse? I kind of feel sad now.
That's no fun.
Yeah, we have like funnier ones, you know?
Getting called for jury duty on your birthday.
Oh.
Hilarious.
Yes.
Terrible.
I don't know what this means. Oh, I think I do now. Getting a long duck donger when visiting a nude beach.
Oh.
I believe they mean an erection.
Yeah.
Oh,
that whole situation.
Yeah. Oh,
wow.
Becoming erect at a nude beach.
Oh, boy.
And finally, adding to the Tournament of Terrible from 312, the middle of the night, smoke alarm chirp.
Oh, yes.
Batteries love chirp, chirp.
That's a good one.
Chirp, chirp. Why? Really always in the middle of the night, man.
Yep. The Tournament of Terribles.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
Where are you listening to the Morning Mix at? Some say this could be self-indulgent. Others say we discover where you are around the country or the world. Now, we will not be back paying the phone bill. So if you're calling us from like Tokyo right now, that's on you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Yeah. I was not collect.
Do you remember that when they would, when your parents would be like, you're going to use up all our minutes?
Yes, yeah. I remember that.
We can't afford
I remember
that.
Getting in trouble for that.
Yep. Who are you talking to for 4 hours?
It's too many minutes.
I called Aaron. I'm sorry.
312-233-1019. Where are you currently listening to the Morning Mix? Let's start right here. Bill, good morning. How are you this morning?
Good morning.
Bill, you are playing to the home crowd here with Nikki. Where are you listening, Bill?
Grand Haven, Michigan.
Oh, beautiful Grand Haven. I love it.
That's pure Michigan, Bill.
Got the lighthouse.
Let's go.
You got the beaches.
Michigan, that's right.
My goodness. Now, do you live there full time or are you vacationing?
No, we live here full time. We used to live in outside of Chicago in St. Charles, but we moved up here 3 years ago.
Man, and boy, that phone is crisp. Those Grand Haven phone lines, Bill, they are really nice.
Going right over the water there.
It really is. It's just clear. Well, there you go. Grand Haven, beautiful. And thanks for listening to us in Grand Haven. Guys, I'm not really good with the map, so I don't even know how to go farther, but we'll find out. Hey, Carrie, good morning. How are you?
Hey, good morning. I'm great.
Carrie, where are you listening to the mix right now?
I'm in Knoxville, Tennessee.
Whoa. Knoxville. That's awesome. Now, why are you listening to the Morning Mix in Knoxville, Tennessee?
Well, I'm from Chicago, so I missed you guys so much. I had to listen.
Aww.
How long have you been in Knoxville?
We've been here 3.5 years.
Oh, man.
A lot of people are moving from this area
to
Tennessee.
Are you saying y'all yet?
I do. I've said it a couple times. It's funny. Feels weird, though.
Where are you from originally in the Chicago area?
So I'm from the Midway area, South Side, fan.
So that's south enough for y'all. Okay, got it. That's fine. Mm-hmm. There's Carrie. All right, so Carrie's in Knoxville. Hi, Jody. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Jody, where are you listening to the Morning Mix at right now?
Birmingham, Alabama.
Alabama. What brought you to Birmingham, Alabama?
Moved here almost 19 years ago.
Wow.
Well, now ex-husband's job.
That rat bastard. Well, Jody, you brought the mix app with you 19 years ago.
Wow.
That's awesome.
Yep. Grew up in Rolling Meadows.
Oh, right on. Hey, look at that.
So were you listening to the mix prior to your move, or did you discover us once you were down there?
Listened to it prior to the move.
Okay cool. Well, there you go. She held on to us.
I didn't even know we had an app for that long.
That's crazy.
Who knew? Amazing.
All right. Let's see. Here we go. Paul, good morning. How are you, Paul?
Hey, how you guys doing?
We're good, man. We're on a witch hunt here. Where are you listening to the mix at?
Salem, Massachusetts, baby.
Salem! There you go.
Wow.
You know. Are you on vacation there or do you live there?
No vacation, just visiting some family for Easter.
Oh, nice. Okay, and you brought the mix app with you. That's nice. That's a good thing to find on the egg hunt. So there's Paul listening in Salem. We like that. Let's keep it East Coast for a second. Carrie, good morning.
Good morning.
Carrie, where are you listening to the Morning Mix at?
Wallingford, Connecticut.
Wallingford, Connecticut. Wow. Sounds beautiful. Is that really busy during peeper season?
Well, not so much here. More in Massachusetts.
Okay, gotcha. Okay. And what brought you to Connecticut from Chicago?
My husband's job. We had to move here 16 years ago. We lived in Jefferson Park before that.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Great. They got the ribs there at, what's the rib place?
Gale Street. Gale Inn.
There
Street.
It is. Yes, ma'am. Okay. Well, thanks for listening to us in Wallingford, Connecticut. And we pop over to Richard. Hey, Richard, good morning.
Good morning.
Where are you listening to the Morning Mix at, Richard?
Seattle, Washington.
Seattle, Washington. Oh, wow. Pearl Jam country. That's great. Why are you in Seattle?
I'm visiting my brother for Easter.
Oh, okay, great. And you brought the Mix app with you?
Brought it with me, yep. Bring it everywhere I go.
There you go. Everywhere I go. I love that. See, that's what we like. And they're all listening. And if they're coming back to Chicago, they can win all these great prizes on the free mix app. We also got a number of texts, you know, like Tinley Park, Skokie, not possible, I'm at work. Okay, calm down. West Palm Beach, Florida, that's nice. Mount Prospect, let's go. Bern, Indiana, and many of you texting currently in the bathroom. So there you go.
Okay. A little more specific.
If you're going to listen to the Morning Mix anywhere, you know, it might as well be when you're on the can.
You're listening to the Morning Mix Podcast.
Celebrating April Fool's Day. Now, no fooling here on the Morning Mix. I can't speak for Lisa, McCabe and Jenny, Emma, or any of the other folks here on the mix, but no fooling this morning.
Mm-mm.
No, sir. If you want to fool around with somebody, do it before they go to work and have fun, but no fooling here. A survey was recently done by M4 Mobile, which I know so none of you have. 69% of people typically take part in an April Fool's Day prank. 53% of pranksters will target their friends, 46% target their partner, and 22% go after a colleague. They say 20% of pranksters will go after their parents, and 17% of people, 17% have gone for the old whoopee cushion. 17% if you're going to pick a fool. Now, you might be thinking to yourself this morning, boy, I wish Chris would tell me the history of April Fool's Day. Well, lean in. Ancient Romans held a celebration called Hilaria on the 25th of March, a joyful spring festival to celebrate Cybele, the Phrygian goddess of nature and fertility. And in 1983, another story emerged from the Associated Press linking April Fool's Day with none other than Emperor Constantine. Nikki?
Istanbul, not Constantinople.
Watch out. Then in the Middle Ages, the tradition of April Fool's Day had some roots in the European Middle Ages. Early French pastimes for playing pranks called Poisson d'Arville, or April's Fish.
Mm-hmm.
Then a fool's errand. The first true reference to April Fool's Day was in a poem called Proverb of a Day of Errands on April 1st by the Flemish comic writer Edouard Deden, published in 1561. More like 1560 fun, am I right?
Mm-hmm. This song came out the following year.
Exactly right. Around a century after that, the antiquarian John Aubrey called April 1st a Fool's Holy Day, noting its prevalence throughout Europe in his book, Remains Day, Gentilism, and Judaism. Meanwhile, in 1760, guys, a poem featured in Poor Robin's Almanac suggested April Fool's Day was an entrenched tradition in England with its yet unknown origins. April Fool's.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
You might be swinging Dunkin' this morning on your way to work. You grab your coffee and your donut or two. There was a time in my life where if you were going to have one donut, you'd have two or three.
Oh, yeah.
Now if I have two or three donuts, I need to take 2 days off work. So, you know, you got to be careful. But we have a personality profile done by the New York Post that will tell you what your favorite donut says about your personality. Good morning, Christy.
Good morning.
Hi, how are you this morning?
I'm doing well. How are you?
We're doing well. Now, what's your favorite kind of donut?
I just like a good old glazed donut.
Like a classic glazed. And when's the last time you enjoyed one?
Actually, last night at work.
Let's go. So, Christy, yeah. here's what your favorite donut, the classic glaze, says about you. And we're going to find out if it's true. You're a traditionalist.
Okay.
You're empathetic. And you're extremely patient. Do you believe that any of those words align with you?
I would say all of the above.
Okay, look at this, guys. One for one.
Yeah.
Well, you should go have another one today just to celebrate that it's correct.
Awesome. Okay, I think I'll do that.
All right, there you go. Okay, yes. So Christy is a traditionalist. She's empathetic and she's patient.
Okay.
And we go down here. Dave, good morning. How are you?
Hey, what's up, guys? Love your show.
Oh, thanks, Dave. Love you right back. What's your go-to donut?
The best donut ever is a chocolate Long John.
The chocolate long whips fists are in the air.
That's mine. Had one this weekend. Might have had two.
Here we go. Might have.
That's two Long Johns.
Can't remember.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Got one wedged right here.
Right.
All right. Here's what you guys and your chocolate Long John love says about you. You're adventurous. You're trustworthy. And you're determined. Is that true, Dave?
Yeah. All three, actually. Yeah.
All right. You got a passport. Okay. It's got a lot of stamps in it.
I used to be a world traveler. Yeah,
there you go. So adventurous. Okay. Now, Whip. I mean, I wouldn't say that you're not adventurous, but you are the other two things. I believe you're extremely trustworthy.
Yeah,
and you are a determined individual. I would say that's true.
Determined to have a Long John. Yes,
Let's
sir.
Go.
Yes, sir.
All right. Hi, Jenna. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Jenna, what's your go-to donut?
My go-to donut is a vanilla Long John.
The vanilla, the antithesis of the chocolate Long John.
Okay.
The vanilla Long John. Believe it or not, I can tell you what that says about you. We'll see if it's true, Jenna. You are kind-hearted, you're diplomatic, and you are genuine.
Yes, I definitely think that would describe me.
Yeah, it feels right. You feel pretty genuine. Like, you're not lying to us, right?
Yeah,
Oh, no, definitely not.
Okay, good. No fooling here.
I'm too honest. That's my problem.
Right. Yeah, see? That's why. Well, enjoy a vanilla Long John.
Does the Long John have something inside?
No, some not all of them.
No.
Both of them
they
don't.
All, I thought they did. I thought they either have cream or like a pudding. Okay. Kind of stuff.
No. Not
just
the ones
empty.
I get.
Huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right. We got whips on it. Nikki, did we get yours? What's your go-to donut?
I mean, kind of, but I thought it was like the filled Long
okay,
John.
Okay, I got filled. So you
the
want
Boston
custard
cream.
Filled?
Oh.
Like a Boston cream
okay.
is a filled one.
Okay.
There's custard. I got custard filled. And I got jam filled.
Go with custard filled.
Custard filled. You're warm-hearted. You're sociable and you're empathetic. Yeah, I would say that's true.
These are all very positive.
You're warm-hearted.
Yeah.
Yeah. You're sociable.
Yeah.
You're warm-hearted because of all the
that's
booze.
All the custard.
Yeah. Well.
Filled with custard.
V, what's yours?
This is tough because I have two, but my go-to is probably just a regular donut chocolate with sprinkles.
Okay, so the chocolate donut.
Chocolate sprinkles.
You're sociable, you're fun, and you're seeking happiness.
Yeah, always.
Yeah, right? That's fair.
No, I don't get it, but I'm seeking it.
Yeah.
And sincerely, my favorite donut is just the old-fashioned donut. Mm-hmm. It's like the plain Jane donut because I like to dunk it in the coffee, and I feel that that's great. Now, the original cake donut, I'm a traditionalist, I'm modest, and I'm cautious.
Okay.
Yeah.
I guess that's true.
I mean,
you seem to disagree.
You
tell me. I don't know. I think it's hard to identify traits in your own self.
Yeah, I think you are those things. What were they again?
Tall, dark,
greedy?
And handsome.
Tired?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
We can just name anything.
Traditionalist, modest, and cautious.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess.
I think we all have all of these, right?
We all have all of
these. I mean, the donut lovers out there, clearly they're all positive. Like, there's no, like, you know, you're a lying, cheating piece of garbage.
No, they hate donuts.
Those are for the bagel
people.
Yeah, those are the beer
bagel people.
Right.
Bunch of holes in your
onion
constantly.
Bagel, get out of here.
Jerks. The stinky-ass chive cream cheese breath, you punks.
You're listening to the Morning Mix Podcast.
These are your Mix Top 6 hilarious April Fool's pranks to pull on your family and friends.
There we go.
There's still time, man. So much time.
Whole day.
Let's go.
That's the good and bad part.
Yes. Mm,
as they rise to their apology. And at number 6, if you want to fool them today, you better pull off the old celebrity photo swap. How observant is your family? Well, find out today while they're away. Go through the house and replace all of the framed family photos with photos of your favorite celebrities. Bonus points if it's photos of them and their family. And just see how long it takes for your family to realize. That's a good one.
You got to film them.
It's a lot of it. Yeah.
Film them reacting.
Yeah. That's what it's going to be.
It's a lot of work for you.
It is. And I almost think it'd be funnier if they were like generic.
Yeah,
like totally
just the frame photo.
Yeah. Stock, like,
Hey, bonus points if you replace them with photos of us, the Morning Mix.
That'd be great.
They're on the website, I'm sure, or I don't know.
You can find
at
them
the
somewhere.
Police station. In at number 5, give them the old whoopee.
Yeah.
That's right. Call Whoopi Goldberg. No. Put a whoopee cushion under their high chair. Kids love that. Put it under the booster seat in the car for your husband. Or put it under the couch tonight as they sit down to watch their favorite show. Got him. Whoopee cushion.
Nice.
It's fun. It's harmless.
Classic.
Sounds like a toot.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah.
And at number 4, give them the old juice joke. Here's what you do. You got time. You got to start now. Take the juice container, but fill it with Jell-O mixture, then let it harden. But it's got to be in the color of the juice. So it's like take the Simply Orange, dump it out, fill it with the orange Jell-O, hand it to them, and oh, son of a gun, I can't get my orange juice out. It's a good one. You know what? Do it to them tomorrow morning. They won't expect it.
I like it.
April 2nd.
I think this is going bad.
Honey, the juice has become Jell-O. And at number 3, solid here. Don't wait for the blue milk from Star Wars. Do it yourself. Add a couple drops of food coloring to the carton of milk. Then when they go to pour it in their glass, boy, will they get a colorful surprise.
Wow.
Also, it won't hurt them. They could still drink it.
Yeah.
Make it pink or green or blue.
They'll
whatever
think it's
you
spoiled. Is that the point?
Or it's just like, oh my God, Mom, the milk. It's a different color.
Yeah.
Do it to your husband's coffee creamer today. Hon, what's this? He won't know.
Yeah.
It's great.
Yeah.
And at number 2, the old toilet paper message. Go into the bathroom, unroll the roll of toilet paper, and write a bunch of messages on it. And roll it back up. And then when Joel goes to take his dump, he's going to roll it out. It's like, damn it, Joel, what did I
do? We do that all the time, right? Like, I love you.
Yeah, will you marry me?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. That's how we communicate. Yeah,
the three-ply, I think, to make the pen not, like, go all the way and rip it, you know? But I'm sure it's doable. Yeah.
And in at number one, there's still time to pull it off. Cupcakes for dinner! Your kids are going to think you're the coolest mom or the coolest dad ever because you're going to put a tray of cupcakes on the table tonight. But guess what? You frosted them with mashed potatoes because underneath is meatloaf.
Oh, man.
Suck on that, Billy. That's a good one.
Wow.
Kid goes to, dang it, it's meatloaf again. Honorable mentions go to fill their closet or a drawer with balloons.
Mm-hmm.
Put googly eyes on everything. Switch out their toothpaste with something creamy and sweet like filling, or you could do cream cheese. That's a lot of effort to empty a tube and suck it back up.
Sounds very difficult.
That's why it's an honorable mention.
Yeah.
That's when you have to tell them, like, oh, let me put the toothpaste on your toothbrush today.
Oh, there you go.
This one's an honorable mention because you would have had to plan way ahead. Put together milk and cereal and then put it in the freezer overnight. And then in the morning, put that in front of them and it's frozen.
Oh. Yeah.
There you go. What does a fool believe, Michael?
The Morning Mix Flash Briefing with Violetta.
And there is a really big problem that is dividing the youths from the rest of us. It's the way that we make heart symbols with our hands.
Oh, so
if you're trying to signal love or support or just make a heart with your hands, most of us out there use all of our fingers and cup them together and make a heart symbol. You kind of curl up all of your top fingers and then your thumbs are the bottom of the heart. Mm-hmm. Well, no, not Gen Z. Gen Z's like, we're weird, we're different. We got other flashy signs to do. So they do their pointer fingers as the top of the heart and then their middle finger as the bottom of the heart. And if you are not a Gen Zer, it's almost impossible to do. You just look dumb trying. And I just want to remind everyone out there, Swifties, Taylor Swift does the old school, nice, easy heart with all your fingers and the thumb. You're trying. Yeah, that's close. Yeah. There is a tutorial online that's helping non-Gen Zers figure out how to do this that is trending. So the one that I saw that is helpful is you take your two peace fingers. So do peace signs with both of your hands. Put them together to touch. So middle finger to middle finger. And then indent, whatever. Just go watch the tutorial. It's hard to talk about on the radio, but it's dividing a lot of us out there.
I've got a finger that I
can. Yeah, exactly. Use a middle finger for something else.
Keep the heart.
Pull it.
The weather out there kind of crummy. We've been talking about it all day. Chance of showers with, for sure, showers later. Right, Nikki? That's how we're reporting it.
There's chance of showers and more showers.
It's very clean.
Day. Wash away those middle fingers. So some trending audio out there about what it would sound like if your emotions were described as a weather report.
Today's forecast, there will be a dry sense of humor with scattered sarcasm, spells of profanity, patches of exhaustion, and a 100% chance of saying, what the f*** is wrong with people?
You just reported Wrigleyville.
Yeah.
Literally, that is 100% what's going to happen.
English whip.
Exactly. Fly the W. Next up, and finally, a new AI-powered train that is going to connect Chicago to New York in under 3.5 hours. That's also 3.5 hours. So it's supposed to break ground this summer. The high-speed travel is expected to come to dozens of U.S. cities just in time for the FIFA World Cup in 2026, because that's going to be held in 16 different places in North America. So that's very exciting. Apparently, it's supposed to also just be a more cost-effective way to get around. Tickets are saying only $25 for that ride from Chicago to New York in 3.5 hours. This is an AI-powered self-driving system with luxury onboard amenities. They have VIP lounges, bars, and entertainment sections where there's going to be VR headsets and themed rides. That's crazy.
Yeah, just pulling it up. I got the normal train routes. 21 hours, 19 hours. This is insane.
Yeah, so this is going to be really different. Now, in Chicago, we're a little jaded. We're supposed to have an underground speed train to get us to O'Hare.
That's
that never happened.
Yeah, I remember that. We're not letting you forget that, Elon Musk.
No. Too busy going to space.
That was your thing.
We just want to go to O'Hare, quick. So we'll see if this ever comes to fruition. But right now, they're saying 2026. I'm not sure.
Watch out. Book your trip now.
That's your Flash Briefing.
All right. Thank you for joining us for the Morning Mix podcast. Make sure you rate, review, like, and follow this podcast. You can also follow us on social at 1019 Mix Chicago. And we will see you tomorrow on the Morning Mix.